I would like to have a moment for us to get to know the hosts.
Okay.
So I've prepared a series of questions.
42.
It's going to get...
27.
Nope, you're all wrong.
Oh.
We're going to get personal here.
Tried.
Because after 10 seasons, I think people just don't know us enough.
I think I should open this up to the chat room, too. If you have questions that you'd like us to answer,
yeah,
go ahead.
That's right.
Today's your
Jeff,
day.
Jeff, what is the answer to life?
The worse questions, the better. We want to make this awkward. So, to start off with, Sasha.
Yes.
If you could max out your credit card at one store, what would it be?
The grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
That was quick.
That makes sense, because you have, like,
then you have
so much
for
food.
A long time.
Huh. Wait, does Costco count as a grocery store?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like, you could buy, like...
It's an everything store.
Yeah, you could buy anything you want at Costco.
Definitely the grocery store. 100% the grocery store. How about you?
You know what's funny? I prepared the questions, and I didn't actually anticipate answering them, so I have not thought about it. If I was to max out at one store, it would probably... Does Amazon count as a store?
Nope. Yes.
Yes.
No.
It's an online store.
What about like a physical location then?
The amount of times I find myself just browsing through Amazon going, ooh,
yeah,
can't afford, so want it. Yeah.
Right.
That would be, it'd be Amazon. What about you?
Me?
Category
five. Does it have to be like a physical store, or can it be something like Amazon as well?
In my opinion, it ought to be a store.
Okay, fine.
Because I have two answers then. Because if I could do anything, like, since I'm a pilot, I just like go and buy my own airplane.
Right.
And be like, hey,
you
guys.
Just walk into a store and be like,
one like 737, please.
Plane store.
I don't know. Like maybe going to like some cool computer store, like Best Buy would be kind of cool. Best Buy, get some, because they have music, games, and computer parts. It's rather between Best Buy and Canada Computers. I'm not sure. It's one of the two.
That's good.
You know?
There's a lot of good stuff at Canada Computers.
It's too much. Yeah. But category five.
Okay. Next question. Choose a movie title for the story of your life.
Life is Beautiful.
Okay, are you, really? You're coming out quick.
I swear you're reading the notes.
She's cheating. What about you?
Wait, what's the question? I was reading. Professor, what was the question?
Choose a movie title for the story of your life.
That's kind of... I don't want to say it's a depressing one. Let's go for something funny. Henry and the Box of Chocolates, because you're never going to know what you're going to get. I don't know.
Forrest Gump?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I was just randomly thinking of, like, Tom Hanks, because, like, I was reading an article about him, and it's like, movie, Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Because, you know, life is a beautiful thing, you know?
What
it's
about
a box
Walking
of chocolates.
In the Clouds, even though that was about a winery, but you like drones.
I like wine, so yeah, it plays both ways.
You started with the D for drones, and I was like, you like drunk?
That's fun, too. Flying and drunk aren't good combinations, but... they work.
Would you rather have your fingers replaced by mice or be able to speak backwards? Or only be able to speak backwards?
Oh, only speak backwards?
Yeah, well, what kind of mice?
Like,
living live mice or computer mice? You would just be a robot.
Really?
In the clouds.
When was the last time you saw a computer mouse that could chew off your fingers?
Replaced by mice.
So you could chew other people.
So you had a hand of mice.
Oh, that's what it was?
I think so.
Wait, like physical, like animal mice or computer mice?
I think it's going to be computer mice.
Okay.
Interesting.
What's the next question? The next real question.
What's the nerdiest thing you do in your spare time?
Category five.
All right, then.
I'm a happy volunteer.
All right. We've officially hit nerddom.
Congratulations, Banner.
What about you?
I was going to say category five as well, but like, I don't know.
All right. Okay, well,
Yes.
Sit at home and find projects for my Raspberry Pi.
Hey, that's cool.
Yep.
That is pretty cool.
Yep. In particular, I like to find the ones where people are like, this one doesn't work, and I want to be the guy to find the answer to it.
You're that guy on Reddit.
Which is why you spent so much time on that game for me. Thank you.
Aww.
No problem. I have an obsessive personality.
That's awesome.
Okay, let's get into the realm of scared. Do you have any strange phobias?
I don't actually have any strange phobias. However, I strongly dislike being alone. I'm not like, it's not like, wah, wah, like alone in life. I feel like I'll never actually be alone. But I get kind of creeped out. I come from a really big, noisy, loud family. I get kind of creeped out when I'm in a house by myself.
Huh.
I don't love it.
Henry?
That's crazy. Any weird phobias? I don't think I do. Like, I'm not, like, afraid of spiders or anything. Like, I'm not that good of a swimmer, so, like, maybe, like, being stuck in open water, probably.
Mm. Yeah. I have an odd one, really, in that I am not scared of any bugs at all when I'm outside in their home, but when they're inside in my home, all I want is them to go back out to
home. They aren't paying rent. That's why, you know? It's like, if they're going to stay at your house...
It's all about the dollar bills.
Seriously, it's like... Spider, you can chill with me. It's you need to pay or share the
rent. Earwigs. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that gets sketchy.
What about you?
Weird noises that I don't know where they're coming from. Not necessarily the location, but the source.
Like, coming from you.
If I can't figure out where the noise is coming from, I just get these tingles in the back of my neck, and I have no clue why. And it probably goes back to, about 6 years ago, my wife and I were laying in bed, and about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, we hear this blood-curdling scream. I woke up out of a dead sleep. I honestly thought there was some woman getting chased on the street because I ran to the window, was going to call the police. Mm-hmm. And this thing went on probably 5 minutes. Nobody outside, there's no animals, couldn't figure it out. My wife's like, what is it? I'm walking around the house trying to figure it out. We couldn't figure it out, and then it just stops. We could not figure it out. Later the next day, I happened to go in the basement and found a mouse and a mouse trap, but the way it had snapped, it busted its jaw. And so it was the mouse screaming in pain. And that, like,
oh my gosh.
Gut-wrenching.
I don't know how I feel about this story.
I felt, like, horrible. To this day, I still feel horrible about that mouse, but because of that sound and not knowing where it came from, it's just messed with me. I hear random sounds and I can't handle it.
You know what's interesting is I was watching on Netflix, it was a show called Brain Games, and it tricks your mind. It's, like, really well worth watching. But they were showing how they can guess your age depending on what frequency of sound you can hear.
Really?
Which means that because you are of a certain age, not old, but of a certain age,
good recovery.
There are noises out there that are around you all the time that you can't hear. Do you find that creepy?
No.
No? Though they're there, like there could be like high-pitched screams you can't hear right now.
That's correct.
But that's okay.
That's fine, because I can't hear it.
If you can.
If I can hear it, that's the problem.
Brain Games. Seriously, great show.
Okay. If you were a vegetable, which one would you be?
This was hard for me.
What do you mean this was hard? I just asked it.
I know, but I read these. If I was a vegetable, what vegetable would I be? See, this is different than what's your favorite vegetable, right?
That's not the question I asked.
I know.
There's no right or wrong answer.
So I think I would probably be a carrot.
But why? Why would you be a carrot?
It's very versatile.
And carrots are very versatile.
Right? People like them. They're earthy. I'm kind of down to earth. They're down in earth. I'm down to earth.
Henry?
You know what? I will probably be a watermelon because I'm just full of joy all the time.
Fruit. Well, kind of not.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, sorry.
I think I can make the case for watermelon being a vegetable, not a fruit.
Because it's ground.
No, it's got seeds.
Yeah, but it's the ground part.
But are zucchinis a fruit or vegetable?
I could be wrong, but I think I remember my grade 9 science teacher saying if it's got a visible seed, it is technically a fruit.
So what about a beet then? So I'm going to be a beet.
I could be wrong. I'm sure somebody in the internet sphere is going to yell at me on YouTube.
Watermelons might be a vegetable.
They're fruit. I'll probably be a beet then because, like, you know, I just drop the beets all the time. And you know what? So recovery,
from Henry. I think... simply for the purposes of versatility, I would be a potato.
Why would you like to be a spud?
Because there is really nothing you can't do with a potato. I mean, you can turn it into fries. I've seen people make pancakes with potatoes. Don't understand that one. But
shoot out of a cannon?
Yeah.
Potato cannon?
Lots of cool stuff. And I'm pretty sure potatoes, like if you... they do have a certain amount of electrical current. You can run like a little LED bulb or something.
Are you saying that you have an electric personality then? Or a shocking personality?
I have a shocking personality.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could be invisible for a month, what would you do? Start with Henry.
Coffee. Probably drink coffee on category 5. All right. So then no one can judge me. I don't know, like, go to the space station and be like, why? It's like 5 people on here, but we can't find the other person. I'll just be like in the corner where Chris Hadfield was staying. It's like, space, it's awesome up here. Then I'll just come down on like the next mission. But no, because since it's only for a month, I'd randomly like reappear on the space station somehow.
Yes, you would.
And it'll be really awkward because it'll be like, hey guys, I don't know how I got up here, but I was invisible for a month. And it's cool.
I'd like to know what level of invisibility I have. Like, I can't be detected through x-ray or scanners or anything. I can, like, fly anywhere I want to go.
Not flying, invisible.
But you can sleep on the airplane.
No, I can walk through all of the scanners.
No, that's...
So it's only visible spectrum.
You're invisible. We're talking
vision.
Visually.
I know, but if you can't see me, it's secure. I can walk past security and onto a plane, correct?
Sasha, why do you make the invisible?
True. She could follow somebody
so
with
difficult.
Rake secure, like
you
security.
Can't see me walk onto
you can
the
be
plane,
invisible and have metal on you and be detected by a metal detector.
Yeah,
you
but maybe
invisible.
She doesn't
you
wear.
Cannot be seen.
So I have to be naked the whole month.
Wow. Okay, moving on.
Naked space, Henry. Yes.
What is...
Man, when that month's over, is it a 30-day or a
31-month? Oh, my goodness. Okay. This went real bad. Okay, favorite Disney princess and why?
Belle, because I like reading, and my favorite color is yellow.
Henry?
There's only one answer, and that's Leia, man. Freaking Star Wars.
There you go. Actually, mine, I think, has to be Elsa.
Let it go. Let it go, Jeff.
I don't know why, but...
I've never even seen that
because
movie.
You've not seen Frozen?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to...
You have so much homework to do, Sasha.
I'm going to let you borrow my daughter for 2.5 hours, and she's going to walk you through that movie.
Okay.
And the short film, like the summer
short
film.
Where she's got the cold. Yeah. That's a good one. Okay.
Snoopies.
All right. Let's go into a speed round.
Okay.
Go.
First thing that comes to your mind as I ask questions.
Okay.
All right? Go-to breakfast food.
Pancakes. Okay. This is also an awesome name.
Really? That's a lot of work.
No, you put the batter on the thing, it burns.
Your go-to breakfast. The first thing you go to for breakfast.
Waffles.
Like,
sorry.
I work at 6:30 in the morning.
You don't eat breakfast?
No.
That's
you
depressing.
You just ruined the speed round, Sasha.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's go. Question to the speed round. Okay.
Take two.
All right. Picard or Kirk?
I'm really bad
Picard.
At this.
Gosh. Picard, because he's also an X-Men.
I'm going to do the speed round with you now.
Kirk.
She's just.
I don't know.
Okay, next.
All right. Favorite candy bar?
Crunchy.
Mars bar, because it's space.
All right. Standard transmission or automatic?
Standard.
Standard.
Okay.
I have a standard, and it's for sale if anybody wants it.
You got it on the Cat 5 website. toilet paper, over or under?
Under.
It's over. Like you
over.
Under.
Have you not seen the original patent?
It goes over because it's harder because you have to reach under the toilet paper like the roll. But if it's over, then you just take it off the top.
You're worried about the amount of effort?
Yeah.
In getting your toilet paper?
Yeah, because if you're just...
taking a break in the washroom. It's a washroom break.
Exactly. So why do more work if you don't have to do work? You just relax there and just like, you're on your phone or whatever. And it's like, I just reach over, grab some toilet paper.
I think it actually drives everybody at my work bonkers because I don't even pay attention to the over-under. I just throw a roll on.
It's on. It's all good. They say somebody said most of the effort doesn't involve the toilet paper. I can argue with that, but next subject.
Okay.
Sorry.
Linux is not an option. Mac or Windows?
Windows.
Mac. Ew. Windows. Sorry. I just offended so many people out there. Cause
Mr. Pac-Man or Mrs. Pac-Man?
Mr.
Mrs.? What?
What? Why? It was just a question. Why am I getting the dirty looks?
So
why are you giving me dirty looks?
Why would you ask that question?
Wait, is
because
it Miss or Ms?
I want to know. All right. Okay. You have to ruin a kid's life. Do you reveal the truth about mythical holiday icons or erase all Disney content from history?
Well, technically, Disney, a lot of their things are based... I know this is a speed round. Most of their stuff is based on stuff, so I'd get rid of the Disney stuff because you have the mythical stuff. That's what I'd say.
I'd get rid of the mythical stuff because I think that you could always explain it with a really great heartwarming story and keep the other really good heartwarming stories that are Disney.
I feel like we're getting too deep for speed round because I'm like...
Both of you just made ruining children's lives philosophical.
That's how deep we are here at Category 5.
Okay, spell superfluous.
S.
No time for that. It's a speed round. We got to keep going, Jeff.
Okay, no technology for a year or no people for a year?
No people.
No technology.
Really?
You just build people out of a computer.
For the one who wants to replace human beings with robots?
I don't want to replace human beings with robots. I want to turn technology into people.
You wanted to replace your grandma with a robot kitchen.
A robot kitchen?
Grandma has already died. I want her to come back to life as a robot. I want to turn technology into people. I want more people, even if they're not really human.
Off topic, have you seen any of Black Mirror on Netflix?
Love it.
There's an episode about that. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Good episode. Yeah. Haley Atwell. Yep. Good.
Do you have any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, Jeff?
Nope, not at all. I'm just learning a whole bunch about you guys. It's good times. Okay.
Do you have another one?
Do I have another one? Do you want me to ask another one?
Yeah, ask
I've got
one.
Tons of questions. Okay, genie in a bottle grants you one wish. Other than world peace, what is it? Henry, go.
I could just say airplane, but I feel like I've used that so much.
Sasha.
I would probably like to understand everybody no matter what language they speak.
So okay. It's like that new translator that goes in your ear, but it's just you. That's awesome.
Very cool. Okay. Now for suck up points. Favorite thing about Robbie?
How he brings light to the day, you know? Like he just shines so bright because no hair. So then he brightens up my day.
Sasha?
I was reading the chat room. I'm so sorry.
Yes, I wasn't the only one.
So, when you heard me say suck up points, it didn't make you go, ooh, I need to pay attention because I'm going to get some points here.
Wait, what was it? Though? Favorite thing about Robbie?
Yeah.
His endless patience. Endless patience.
Henry chose my baldness.
That's your favorite. Well, I guess, yeah.
No, he brightens up my day.
With the glare?
Yeah, sure.
It's practical and insulting.
I'm just kidding, man. He has good attitude. He brings joy to people's lives.
Joy and coffee.
Coffee. Lots of coffee. What about you, Jeff? What's your favorite thing about Robbie?
Favorite thing about Robbie is that after all the years, he still likes being around me. Because we've known each other for years and years and years.
How does he do it, man?
And for some reason, his technology is still not rubbed off on me. After
really?
All,
he also
years.
Has
you seem really
endless
good,
dedication Hence, to not only
years
us,
and years with me.
Yeah. But not only us, but to all the viewers. It's incredible.
That's true.
Yes.
See, mm-hmm. There you go.
You guys are awesome. I'm just saying. Because you guys are, we're all a family. And I know I use dark comedy a lot, but you guys
Henry.
Are awesome. The feels. Feels air handshake.
Oh, good times.
Okay,
so that wraps up get to know the hosts. Hopefully you've learned something new and
Dooley and says I won.
You work on superfluous. Okay, what about Dooley?
Dooley says I won the suck up award. Thank you, Dooley.
Oh, there we go. You get Sasha's pen.
Yes.